Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behaviour. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. Hello and welcome to Law of Attraction, Change My Life. I'm so excited about life this week. Just everything opening up and beginning to do ordinary things again, like being able to go out to the shops and buy the baby some clothes, being able to go to some baby groups and interact with other mums, and just being able to see friends. What a time to be alive. If we have to be thankful to this lockdown and this pandemic for anything, it's for us to appreciate the little everyday things that we always took for granted before. Never again shall we take for granted being able to just go out to the shops or go to dinner. Lord, no. Still haven't been to Frankie and Benny's yet, though. Still have not been. I don't know if they're serving outside. I'm not sure what the deal is, but I do miss it. I haven't had that in such a long time. Anyway, today I'm going to talk to you about something that will apply to all of you in some respect, and that is using the law of attraction to save something that is failing, something that is going wrong, something that is in a downward spiral. Now, this could be a friendship. It could be a relationship with your partner. It could be, in my situation, a business. It could be anything. You can apply this to anything that is, I'm using inverted commas, but you can't see this because it's a podcast, going wrong. Now, I say going wrong. Is it really going wrong? Because there is a little caveat at the end of this. So one of the books that I have done recently in the book club called Super Attractor has really opened my mind to co-creating with the universe. And I will hold my hands up and say, I am not an expert in the law of attraction. I've never claimed to be, but I now have more knowledge than I've ever had before because I'm reading more books than I've ever read. But I've always been what they call a manic manifester or a pusher and a controller. And I think that's why I've managed to manifest very specific things in my life. So the way that I put my ex-husband on a vision board and I met that very same man who I didn't even fucking know who he was 2.5 years later and marry him, things like that, I managed to very specifically attract things into my life. But I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. And sometimes things aren't meant to be for us and we can push and push and push because we think this is what we're supposed to have and it's not right. And so I'm adding an extra step into my manifestations these days, and we'll come on to that later, but it's basically being open to the universe and open to guidance and saying, do you know what? This or something better, which is something that I never used to do. And who knows how much heartache I could have avoided if I'd fucking opened myself up to the universe and asked that. But anyway, we're going to get on with what I am going to do and what I've done in the past for overcoming challenges in whatever it is we're trying to do. So for this example, I'm going to be talking about my business, but you can apply this to a relationship, like I said, a relationship, a friendship, anything in your life that you are struggling with. So this is how I plan to save my business using the law of attraction. Now, I have a salon in London. It's called the N7 Collective. It's in Islington. And it has been a labor of love of mine for many, many years. Now, when the pandemic hit, I moved out of London like a month or two before, but I was still traveling down. Shit was good. Everything was working out fine. But when the pandemic hit, everything changed in my life. I had to rent out my flat in London. I couldn't live there anymore because obviously we weren't allowed to travel up and down the country. The salon was shut and has been pretty much shut for an entire year. I've been on maternity leave, so both mentally and physically, I've been very much away from that business, not just physically, but mentally. Like, I don't think I even looked at my salon Instagram for about 6 months. So I've been very distant from it. And during that time, praise be to Jesus or the universe or whatever. Whenever I say praise be to Jesus, I am taking the piss. Please don't think I'm a God botherer. Like, I am joking. But also, if you believe in Jesus, good for you. We're all different. But I just wanted to let you know that. I have completely changed my life. I now work from home. I set up this podcast. I now teach the law of attraction through my book club, which is my full-time job. Also, I'm kind of supposed to be on maternity leave, but that's not really working out for me. So I am busy, 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 and my life has completely changed. And now I find myself with this salon that is now open down in London. I have a wonderful girl covering me, but it is dead. Dead, dead, dead. We have a couple of people in, but nothing to write home about. And the problem is now that the salons are open, we're not getting any kind of grants. So I'm paying this huge salon rent for a salon that is sitting there effectively empty most of the time. And it's so difficult because I'm so far away from it as well. But that's all about to change because it's causing me major anxiety in my life. And I've decided, do you know what? If this isn't in my path anymore, cool. But I want to know that I have tried my very best and I've given it my all before I reach that point. So over the next month, during the month of May, we are doing a book called Rich as Fuck in the book club. And it couldn't have come at a more perfect time because I am trying to overhaul my business and really turn it around simply by using the law of attraction. So although I will be doing a few little business practices here and there, this is pretty much all law of attraction and manifestation and energy based. And like I say, you can apply it to anything. So this is what I'm going to do over the next month. And at the end of this month, I'm going to share with you what the results are. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to spend money. Now, you might be thinking, Fran, what? How's that going to help you? I feel like a feeling of lack, and I feel like I'm still living in this whole, we're all in a lockdown, everyone's scared for their jobs, no one's spending money on beauty, everyone's just staying inside their houses. Like, I'm still in that mindset, even though it ain't true. Like, people are out and about. They are living their goddamn lives. So I am going to start spending money and feeling good about it. So when you think about the global economy or even a local economy, money is just endless. Like it doesn't ever run out. It's just going from person to person to person. So either we can all sit and save it and it sits in our bank accounts and we don't get anything for it, or we can all give each other a little bit of money. Here, I'll give you some money to do my lashes. I'll give you some money to write a book. I'll give you some money to grow some tomatoes for me. And the money just keeps rotating, rotating, rotating. Look, this is not an economics lesson. I'm sure you all know how the economy works. But if you don't, it's great just to actually visualize it that way. And when you're paying for things, feel like you're almost doing charity work. Does that make sense? Like, particularly if you're paying a small business, you'd feel really good about giving that money. You feel like you're doing something good. So rather than feeling like, oh God, I shouldn't be spending this, feel great about it. Now, there's high vibe spending and there's low vibe spending. So an example of low vibe spending would be shopping at Tesco, shopping at Amazon. You know, that's not going to make a huge difference to any one person. They don't care about their staff. They don't care about, you know, that money is just going to a couple of very rich old white men. High vibe spending would be signing up for a course of yoga at your local yoga studio. It would be signing up to local baby groups where, you know, you signing onto that group and making that group successful, that for that woman who is most definitely a mum herself and is trying to work around her children. That will make a huge difference to her. Shopping locally, shopping within your own village or your borough or your district or whatever. Shopping in small businesses. Small businesses, oh Lord, they need our help. These are all high vibe spending. Now I'm going to take that a step further. And I'm going to spend my money in local beauty salons and in local beauty experts. So I am going to get my hair done from a local mobile hairdresser this week. And I'm also going to put my money where my mouth is. And I'm going to get lashes done by a local lash artist. Now, the reason I'm doing this, I don't really need my lashes doing. To be honest, like, I love having them done. Like, I feel like a different person, but I'm not really going anywhere at the moment. I'm not really doing anything. You know, I've got 2 6-month-old babies. I ain't going nowhere. But it will make such a difference to that person to have another client. And it also says to me, people want their lashes done. People want their tans done. People want beauty treatments. It puts that energy out there. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is adapt my gratitude list just for the month of May. Now, every morning I count my blessings while I'm having breakfast and I list between 3 and 10. It really depends. Sometimes I don't even list things. I just script for a page or I journal for a page. But it's always about health. It's about my children. It's about how safe I feel in my home, all that kind of stuff. But for this month only, I am going to adapt that to make it just what I'm grateful for about my business. I'm grateful to the people that work there. I'm grateful to the clients that visit. I'm grateful to the suppliers who supply us with the products we need. I'm grateful for all of these different things. And once I've written that list, I can't remember what book this was from. I think it might have been Super Attractor. So you script for a page about what you're thankful for. Then you read it back to yourself to really get into the zone. And then you put on an inspirational song. And I'm going to choose a salon song and a business song. Maybe You Better Work, Bitch by Britney. I don't know what it's going to be. And you visualize for 3 minutes approximately. And when I do my visualization, I'm going to be focusing on the gratitude for all of the money that's come through the salon in the past, all of the clients, all of the opportunities, all of the things that have happened to make that salon how it is today. And I will be visualizing, you know, seeing these things ping up, ping, ping, ping on my appointment system, another booking, another booking, another booking. I want to hear Rachel calling me saying, oh my God, we've been so busy today. We're going to have to open up another day. These are all of the things I'm going to be visualizing to music to make it more powerful. Next, what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do this at the beginning of the month, is I'm going to write a list of why we are the best. So it's things like we use green energy. We're committed to green energy. We've cut our single-use plastic in half in the last year. Well, not in the last year because we haven't been open, but the year before that. We've won the best tanning salon in London. We have a great location. We're literally like 30 seconds from Highbury and Islington Tube Station. We're open late night. How many salons do you know that are open until 11:30 p.m? We are open late night. We're open from 6 in the morning. We work weird fucking hours to work around people's jobs. Also, we're set up for it. When I set that salon up, We made a spray tanning room specifically for spray tanning. Now, not many places have this. Tanning is a filthy job. You might just find a tent set up in a back room. Nah, not us. We have extraction. I've had a Velux window put in so that we've got great ventilation. We've got air conditioning. We've got tiled walls so everything can just be showered down. We are set up for it. Also, we have fantastic services. Every woman that works in that salon specializes in one particular area. So we never wanted to have a beauty therapist on £12 an hour that just is a jack of all trades. And for that reason, we have a team of self-employed women who are businesswomen. It's their business. They work as little or as much as they want. They're in control of their own destiny. I want to make them rich. I want to make Rachel rich. I want to make my doctor, Abid, rich. I want all these people to have fulfilling careers and to love their jobs. So this is my list of reasons. I'm going to write this all down and I'm going to read it to myself every day for the next month of why we're a fantastic salon, why we're brilliant, why people would want to come to us. Because sometimes you just have to remind yourself, don't you? The next thing I'm going to do is send a gift to Rachel, who is my maternity leave replacement. In fact, she might just be my forever replacement now, who knows? And a thank you card. I want to thank her for everything that she's done and for all of the stuff that she's going to do because she's going to be busy. And sending her a gift, making a physical commitment or a physical action means more than a million thoughts, you know? And talking about physical actions, something else I'm going to do is EFT tapping. Now, have you heard of EFT tapping? It's called emotional freedom technique. It releases blockages in your body and in your mind through physical tapping on your body. It sounds wild. It is. I first discovered this years and years and years ago. My friend Grace and I went to this weird place on the South Bank, and I don't know why we went. I don't know, but we went and it was this man teaching us about EFT. Now we sat down and if you've never done it before, it is wild. They're like, okay, tap, eyes to the ceiling, tap, eyes to the right, eyes to the left. But this shit is real. I've seen Paul McKenna, if you're not in England, he's like a very famous hypnotist. He can stop you eating sugar. He can stop you. Maybe I need to go to him about my sugar addiction. Who knows? This shit works. It really, truly works. Now, at the time, I had a business called poochpooch.com. It is no more. And it was selling dog clothes online. And I hadn't been very busy. And I remember I was like, I want to do this EFT to get loads of sales. And it does work really well for salespeople. I did this thing, tap, 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 tap. I'm going to get loads of sales. I'm going to be busier than I've ever been before. People want to buy clothes for their dogs, et cetera, et cetera. I swear to God, when I got home, because this was before when you could check this sort of stuff on your phone, like I think I just had like a BlackBerry back then.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
I got home. I checked my sales and I'd had more sales that night than I had done in the previous month combined. And I was like, fuck me, this works. And I think it genuinely works, but also you're committing your time and your energy to physically doing something. So I would really urge you to look up EFT tapping, and maybe I'll do an entire episode on this in the future, but it's kind of like a visual medium. You kind of need to watch somebody do it. But if you look on YouTube, you're going to find it. Now, I admit that I have had some negative thoughts about the salon over the last few months. And I think that's because it has felt like a massive ball and chain around my neck. When I was pregnant, I had an option to get out of it. I could have got out and cut my lease. And my business partner was like, no, let's not do that. Let's keep it. And I just felt like so much pressure was on me. Here I was, pregnant with twins. At that point, I still had no job, no income, nothing. I'm talking about keeping a salon 3.5 hours away from where I live, it just felt stifling to me. And I have had all of these negative thoughts, like I mentioned before, about I feel like people aren't having beauty treatments right now. I feel like people aren't going out. They're not going on holidays. I'm finding all of these reasons why people wouldn't be going to a beauty salon. And I've been ignoring all of the reasons why they would. And so for this, I'm going to apply the choose again method. Now, this was taught to us in the book Super Attractor by Gabby Bernstein. And it's something that since I learned it, I really have used it pretty much in my everyday life. Now, the choose again method simply asks that you become aware of when you have a negative thought. So my negative thought, for example, is I fucking put a £20 offer out, like £20 off any lashes, and we haven't had a single booking. Oh, this is another thing, right? So I put out a £20 off offer for lashes this week. I put it all over my social media. I put it across all my accounts. I did it on my stories. I did it on posts. Not one person took up the offer. Not one person. And so I started feeling like this doesn't work. Nobody wants to be there. It's really difficult because people are loyal to me and I'm not working. I'm on maternity leave. It's my replacement. This is shit. This salon is going to drain me dry. It's going to add stress to my life. Now, those are all obviously negative thoughts. I can stop, become aware of those thoughts and choose again. Now, I don't have to choose. The salon is the most amazing thing in my life. I absolutely love it. It brings me so much money and so much joy, because that ain't true right now. It is not fucking true. But what I can do is just choose the next best feeling. So the next best feeling is, well, I've become aware of these negative thoughts and probably how it's impacting my business. So maybe I can be open to the salon beginning to make money again. Can I be open to that? Is that a possibility? Could that happen? Yes. So I forgive myself for thinking negative thoughts about my business and I can be open to it getting better. Now, that choose again method, I may have to apply that 3, 5, 10 times a day, but I swear to God, it makes so much difference. Now, of course, I'm going to be doing some actual action, because in the law of attraction, there is action. I think one of the first things I have to do is ask for feedback from my trusted, loyal clients that have been in and ask them, was everything okay in the salon? Was the service okay? Is there any reason you think that people aren't booking in? Would you go back again? Just to actually do some basic business fundamental work. Other things I'm going to do is to celebrate accomplishments. I learned this from the Power of Focus book by Jack Canfield, how we have to celebrate our successes. And what's the point of, okay, say at the end of this month, if we manage to triple our turnover, which isn't hard because there hasn't been much turnover, what am I going to do if I do that? I have to make a commitment to, what am I going to do? What? It's just money in the bank then? It's better? That's not enough. So I commit that if I hit a certain target, I'm going to send Rachel a gift, and maybe I'll send a bouquet of flowers for the whole salon to have on the reception so they can all enjoy them. And a celebration for myself, maybe? I don't know. Another thing I need to do is make a social media plan. I think I'm very aware. And this is the thing with the law of attraction. We do also have to put work in. We can't just sit back and just wish. Although a lot of it is about energy and flowing and let it come to us, we also have to make some action. And when I look at my Instagram, it's very neat. It's very pretty. If you want to check it out, or if any of you are good at social media, check it out. I'm at the N7 Collective. N for November. N7 as in the London postcode. It's very neat, it's very pretty, but it's not very inspirational. I find myself writing the same quotes all the time, like the same, check out the link in the bio, book online. And maybe I need to put a little bit more of myself in there. Maybe I need to make it a little bit more personal. Maybe I need to let people know that, you know, we're a bunch of independent businesswomen who are working to make a fantastic salon in their local area. And do you know what I mean? Like, I think I need to shake it up a little bit and not just be doing the same shit over and over again that clearly isn't working, and actually try something different. So I'm going to make myself a social media plan. If any of you have any tips for me, please do let me know. I will gratefully take any advice. And now finally, like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, something a little bit different for me and feels a little bit... It almost, when I first heard of this, it felt a little bit like a get out of jail free card, but I'm trying to not think of it like that. So in Super Attractor, what Gabby tells us to do is to be open to co-creating with the universe or with your spirit guides or with whoever, whatever you like to call it, because they often know a plan far better than our own. Now, I think back to the beginning of this pandemic when I lost all my income, and I could not believe how my life had gone to shit so quickly and how everything I loved had just been decimated in a matter of days. And I could not see how my life would ever be better for that happening. And now fast forward a year. I mean, can you imagine if I'd tried to live my old life with twins? Like, can you imagine me truly every single week getting twins onto a train down to London, getting across town to my flat, taking them both up a flight of stairs to a first floor apartment with where you can't even park outside? Like, I don't even know how that would work. And then going to work in the salon for like 14 hour days whilst I'm breastfeeding, it would not have worked. But I couldn't see that. Little old me back then could not see that. All I could see was, poor me, I've lost all my income, I've lost all my independence, I've lost everything. Now I work from home. I'm literally podcasting whilst my children are asleep upstairs. As soon as they wake up, I can close my laptop and I stop working. It is fucking perfect for me. Now, that's something that the universe had a bigger plan for me than what I could see for myself. And that's where we add in, we ask the universe or the guides for guidance. And you say to them, I'm open to guidance in this situation. I'm open to you using me, guide me, tell me what to do. And I'm also open to this, and this is a crucial part, or something better. Now, I might find after a month of doing all this, the salon is more dead than ever. And then do you know what that tells me? This ain't for me. This is not for me. It's time to move on with your life. And I do find it really, really difficult to move on. And I don't want to move on. Like, I do love that salon. I love working there. I absolutely love it. But this unique set of circumstances of having twins, no longer having a place there to stay because of the pandemic, you know, we've been closed for over a year. Oh, and that's another thing I'm going to add in. I'm going to take a trip down to London this month. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a trip down there and I'm going to visit the salon and I'm going to reacquaint myself with everything because I feel like that's a part of it. I need to see. I feel like I'm so far away from it all. I need to see it. I need to immerse myself in it. I need to be around it. But if at the end of this month, it feels like a struggle, it doesn't feel like it's flowing, it feels like I'm walking through treacle to try and get a result, the universe is telling me that shit is not for me anymore. There are 1,000,001 young beauty girls in London that will be 100% committed to it, that can be there 100% of the time. And maybe my time has passed. Maybe that's not for me anymore. And maybe my future is just 100% focused on the podcast and the book club. Who fucking knows? Not me. And that's the point. I have to leave that open to the universe. Don't force it. Don't manically attract it. But know that at the end of this, I've tried everything I could to make it work. Now, I really look forward to updating you about this in a month's time because I'm just interested myself. It's funny, even though I preach the law of attraction every day and I'm learning more about it every day, and I wholeheartedly believe in it. Sometimes it's really obvious, but you just forget to use it for certain areas of your life. You just forget that you can use it for practically anything. I'm going to say practically anything. You can use it for fucking anything in your goddamn life. And here I am with a business failing me. And I'm going to stop saying that's the last time you'll hear me say that, because it's not failing me anymore. It is doing greatness for me. And I'm not even applying the rules of the law of attraction. All I'm doing is constantly posting on social media being like, please, does anyone want lashes? £20 off. And actually, I know it's a great service. I know it's a great location. I know it's something people want. I need to just get in that frame of mind and unblock myself. I think it's a lot like unexplained infertility, where people are trying for a baby and the more they try and each month they're like, oh God, it hasn't happened again. And then you start to have these feelings of lack and these feelings of it's hard to get pregnant. It's hard to get pregnant. Now I'm feeling like it's hard to get clients. Nah, it's not hard to get clients. When I was in the end stages of my pregnancy and we had that small lift in lockdown in the summer, I was ram packed for like 14, 16 hours a day. I did so many fucking lashes, I can't even tell you. So this is a service that's in demand. It's a service that's wanted. And it's just changing my mindset and being open to it and just basically being on a different vibrational plane. And I cannot wait to share the results with you. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you if it works or if it doesn't. But I have faith that it will. So anyway, have a think about how you can apply all those methods that I just mentioned to whatever situation it is that you are facing in your life. And if it's a relationship or something, please, please, please add that little caveat at the end, as hard as it may be, and you may not be ready for that yet, but to say that I'm open to this or something better. I think a lot of people think that you can use the law of attraction to improve any relationship in your life. But what I've found is that a lot of people that do the magic, which is a 28-day manifestation process, or myself included, when I did the magic, I got divorced. It sometimes can just open your eyes to actually, this is not for me, this is not my path, and it guides you onto something new. So please don't be afraid of that. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here with me. I have absolutely loved it. I'm actually recording this a week ahead of time, which I never, ever do. This is the Thursday before you're going to hear it, which is wild. I never do this, but I just got this idea in my head. I was like, right, I have to do something about the salon. And I thought, hang on, this is what I should be teaching people. This is what I should be sharing with people is, look, something in my life is going to shit and I want to be honest about it. And these are the things that I'm going to do to try and make it better. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you the whole way through of how it works. So thank you for listening. Please do follow me on Instagram if you want. I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life, or at Francesca Amber if you want to see pictures of a million little baby girls all dressed in matching clothes. Not a million, there's only three of them. Feels like there's a million sometimes. And I guess I'm going to put it out here as well. If you want to follow me at the N7 Collective, I would be hashtag so thankful. In fact, guys, if you have taken anything from this podcast, if you've ever listened to an episode and thought, I love that podcast, that's really helped me, I feel better, she's raised my spirits a little bit, please do something for me. Please follow the N7 Collective. Tag a friend who lives in London who might want to go there. Comment on a picture, like a picture, share a story, something. That's what I can ask you guys to do. That might be my first step to helping me help save my salon, bitches. And if you're in London, fucking go visit us. Go visit us. We're doing lashes and tans every Thursday and Saturday. What else? Subscribe to this podcast if you enjoy it. And I will see you next week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. And it's going to change my goddamn salon. I'll see you soon, guys. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches, don't try it, then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.